113. Dost thou imagine, O minister of the Shah in the city, Constantinople, that I hold within my grasp the ultimate destiny of the cause of God? Thinkest thou that my imprisonment, or the shame I have been made to suffer, or even my death and utter annihilation, can deflect its course? Wretched is what thou hast imagined in thine heart. Thou art indeed of them that walk after the vain imaginings which their hearts devise. No God is there but him. Powerful is he to manifest his cause, and to exalt his testimony, and to establish whatsoever is his will, and to elevate it to so eminent a position that neither thine own hands nor the hands of them that have turned away from him can ever touch or harm it. Dost thou believe thou hast the power to frustrate his will, to hinder him from executing his judgment, or to deter him from exercising his sovereignty? Pretendest thou that aught in the heavens or in the earth can resist his faith? No, by him who is the eternal truth, nothing whatsoever in the whole of creation can thwart his purpose. Cast away, therefore, the mere conceit thou dost follow, for mere conceit can never take the place of truth. Be thou of them that have truly repented and returned to God, the God who hath created thee, who hath nourished thee, and made thee a minister among them that profess thy faith. Know thou moreover that he it is who hath by his own behest created all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. How can then the thing that hath been created at his bidding prevail against him? High is God exalted above what ye imagine about him, ye people of malice. If this cause be of God, no man can prevail against it. And if it be not of God, the divines amongst you and they that follow their corrupt desires and such as have rebelled against him will surely suffice to overpower it. Hast thou not heard what a man of the family of Pharaoh, a believer, hath said of old, and which God recounted unto his apostle, whom he hath chosen above all human beings, and entrusted with his message, and made the source of his mercy unto all them that dwell on earth? He said, and he verily speaketh the truth, Will ye slay a man because he saith, My Lord is God? When he hath already come to you with proofs of his mission? And if he be a liar, on him will be his lie. But if he be a man of truth, part at least of what he threateneth will fall upon you. This is what God hath revealed unto his well-beloved one in his unerring book. And yet ye have failed to incline your ears unto his bidding, have disregarded his law, have rejected his counsel as recorded in his book, and have been of them that have strayed far from him. How many those who every year and every month have because of you been put to death? How manifold the injustices ye have perpetrated, injustices the like of which the eye of creation hath not seen, which no chronicler hath ever recorded. How numerous the babes and sucklings who were made orphans, and the fathers who lost their sons because of your cruelty, O ye unjust doers! How oft hath a sister pined away and mourned over her brother, and how oft hath a wife lamented after her husband and sole sustainer. Your iniquity waxed greater and greater until ye slew him who had never taken his eyes away from the face of God the most exalted, the most great. Would that ye had put him to death, after the manner men are wont to put one another to death. Ye slew him, however, in such circumstances as no man hath ever witnessed. The heavens wept sore over him, and the souls of them who are nigh unto God cried out for his affliction. Was he not a scion of your prophet's ancient house? Had not his fame as a direct descendant of the apostle been spread abroad amongst you? Why then did ye inflict upon him what no man, however far ye may look back, hath inflicted upon another? By God, the eye of creation hath never beheld your like. Ye slay him who is a scion of your prophet's house, and rejoice and make merry while seated on your seats of honour. Ye utter your imprecations against them who were before you, and who have perpetrated what ye have perpetrated, and remain yourselves all the time unaware of your enormities. Be fair in your judgment. Did they whom you curse, upon whom ye invoke evil, act differently from yourselves? Have they not slain the descendant of their prophet, as ye have slain the descendant of your own? Is not your conduct similar to their conduct? Wherefore then claim ye to be different from them, O ye sowers of dissension amongst men? And when ye took away his life, one of his followers arose to avenge his death. He was unknown of men, and the design he had conceived was unnoticed by anyone. Eventually he committed what had been preordained. It behooveth you, therefore, to attach blame to no one except to yourselves for the things ye have committed, if ye but judge fairly. Who is there on the whole earth who hath done what ye have done? None, by him who is the Lord of all worlds. All the rulers and kings of the earth honour and revere the descendants of their prophets and holy men, could ye but perceive it. Ye, on the other hand, are responsible for such acts as no man hath at any time performed. Your misdeeds have caused every understanding heart to be consumed with grief, and yet ye have remained sunk in your heedlessness and failed to realize the wickedness of your actions. Ye have persisted in your waywardness until ye rose up against us, though we had committed nothing to justify your enmity. Fear ye not God, who hath created you and fashioned you and caused you to attain your strength and joined you with them that have resigned themselves to him, Moslems? How long will ye persist in your waywardness? How long will ye refuse to reflect? How long ere ye shake off your slumber and are roused from your heedlessness? How long will ye remain unaware of the truth? Ponder in thine heart. Did ye, notwithstanding your behaviour and the things your hands have wrought, succeed in quenching the fire of God, or in putting out the light of his revelation? A light that hath enveloped with its brightness them that are immersed in the billowing oceans of immortality, and hath attracted the souls of such as truly believe in and uphold his unity. Know ye not that the hand of God is over your hands, that his irrevocable decree transcendeth all your devices, that he is supreme over his servants, that he is equal to his purpose, that he doth what he wisheth, that he shall not be asked of whatever he willeth, that he ordaineth what he pleaseth, that he is the most powerful. the Almighty. If ye believe this to be the truth, wherefore then will ye not cease from troubling and be at peace with yourselves? Ye perpetrate every day a fresh injustice, and treat me as ye treated me in times past. Though I never attempted to meddle with your affairs, at no time have I opposed you, neither have I rebelled against your laws. Behold how ye have at the last made me a prisoner in this far-off land. Know for a certainty, however, that whatever your hands or the hands of the infidels have wrought will never, as they never did of old, change the cause of God or alter his ways. Give heed to my warning, ye people of Persia. If I be slain at your hands, God will assuredly raise up one who will fill the seat made vacant through my death. For such is God's method carried into effect of old, and no change can ye find in God's method of dealing. Seek ye to put out God's light that shineth upon his earth? Averse is God from what ye desire. He shall perfect his light, albeit ye abhor it in the secret of your hearts. Pause for but a little while and reflect, O minister, and be fair in thy judgment. What is it that we have committed that could justify thee in having slandered us unto the king's ministers, in following thy desires, in perverting the truth, and in uttering thy calumnies against us? We have never met each other, except when we met thee in thy father's house, in the days when the martyrdom of Imam Hussein was being commemorated. On those occasions, no one could have the chance of making known to others his views and beliefs in conversation or in discourse. Thou wilt bear witness to the truth of my words, if thou be of the truthful. I have frequented no other gatherings in which thou couldst have learned my mind, or in which any other could have done so. How then didst thou pronounce thy verdict against me, when thou hast not heard my testimony from mine own lips? Hast thou not heard what God, exalted be his glory, hath said? Say not to every one who meeteth you with a greeting, thou art not a believer. Thrust not away those who cry to their Lord at morn and even, craving to behold his face. Thou hast indeed forsaken what the book of God hath prescribed, and yet thou deemest thyself to be a believer. Despite what thou hast done, I entertain unto this God as my witness no ill will against thee, nor against any one, though from thee and others we receive such hurt as no believer in the unity of God can sustain. My cause is in the hand of none except God, and my trust is in no one else but him. Ere long shall your days pass away, as shall pass away the days of those who now, with flagrant pride, vaunt themselves over their neighbour. Soon shall ye be gathered together in the presence of God, and shall be asked of your doings, and shall be repaid for what your hands have wrought, and wretched the abode of the wicked doers. By God, wert thou to realize what thou hast done, thou wouldst surely weep sore over thyself, and wouldst flee for refuge to God, and wouldst pine away and mourn all the days of thy life, till God will have forgiven thee. For he verily is the most generous, the all-bountiful. Thou wilt, however, persist till the hour of thy death in thy heedlessness, inasmuch as thou hast with all thine heart, thy soul, and inmost being busied thyself with the vanities of the world. Thou shalt, after thy departure, discover what we have revealed unto thee, and shalt find all thy doings recorded in the book wherein the works of all them that dwell on earth, be they greater or less than the weight of an atom, are noted down. Heed therefore my counsel, and hearken thou with the hearing of thine heart unto my speech, and be not careless of my words, nor be of them that reject my truth. Glory not in the things that have been given thee. Set before thine eyes what hath been revealed in the book of God, the help in peril, the all-glorious. And when they had forgotten their warnings, we set open to them the gates of all things, even as we did set open to thee and to thy like the gates of this earth and the ornaments thereof. Wait thou therefore for what hath been promised in the latter part of this holy verse, for this is a promise from him who is the Almighty, the All-Wise, a promise that will not prove untrue. I know not the path ye have chosen and which ye tread, O congregation of my ill-wishers. We summon you to God. We remind you of his day. We announce unto you tidings of your reunion with him. We draw you nigh unto his court and send down upon you tokens of his wondrous wisdom. And yet, lo, behold how you reject us, how you condemn us through the things which your lying mouths have uttered as an infidel, how you devise your devices against us. And when we manifest unto you what God hath through his bountiful favour bestowed upon us, ye say, it is but plain magic. The same words were spoken by the generations that were before you, and were what you are, did ye but perceive it. Ye have thereby deprived yourselves of the bounty of God and of his grace, and shall never obtain them till the day when God will have judged between us and you, and he verily is the best of judges. Certain ones among you have said, he it is who hath laid claim to be God. By God, this is a gross calumny. I am but a servant of God, who hath believed in him, and in his signs, and in his prophets, and in his angels. My tongue and my heart, and my inner and my outer being, testify that there is no God but him, that all others have been created by his behest, and been fashioned through the operation of his will. There is none other God but him, the creator, the raiser from the dead, the quickener, the slayer. I am he that telleth abroad the favours with which God hath through his bounty favoured me. If this be my transgression, then I am truly the first of the transgressors. I and my kindred are at your mercy. Do ye as ye please, and be not of them that hesitate, that I might return to God my Lord, and reach the place where I can no longer behold your faces. This indeed is my dearest wish, my most ardent desire. Of my state, God is verily sufficiently informed, observant. Imagine thyself to be under the eye of God, O minister. If thou seest him not, he in truth clearly seeth thee. Observe and judge fairly our cause. What is it that we have committed that could have induced thee to rise up against us and to slander us to the people, if thou be of them who are just? We departed out of Tehran at the bidding of the king, and by his leave transferred our residence to Iraq. If I had transgressed against him, why then did he release me? And if I were innocent of guilt, Wherefore did ye afflict us with such tribulation as none among them that profess your faith hath suffered? Hath any of mine acts after mine arrival in Iraq been such as to subvert the authority of the government? Who is it that can be said to have detected anything reprehensible in our behavior? Inquire for thyself of its people, that thou mayest be of them who have discerned the truth. For 11 years we dwelt in that land, until the minister representing thy government arrived, whose name our pen is loath to mention, who was given to wine, who followed his lusts, and committed wickedness, and was corrupt and corrupted Iraq. To this will bear witness most of the inhabitants of Baghdad, wert thou to inquire of them, and be of such as seek the truth. He it was who wrongfully seized the substance of his fellow men, who forsook all the commandments of God, and perpetrated whatever God hath forbidden. Eventually he, following his desires, rose up against us and walked in the ways of the unjust. He accused us in his letter to thee, and thou didst believe him and followed in his way, without seeking any proof or trustworthy evidence from him. Thou didst ask for no explanation, nor didst thou attempt either to investigate or ascertain the matter, that the truth might be distinguished from falsehood in thy sight, and that thou mightest be clear in thy discernment. Find out for thyself the sort of man he was, by asking those ministers who were at that time in Iraq, as well as the governor of the city, Baghdad, and its high counselor, that the truth may be revealed to thee, and that thou mayest be of the well-informed. God is our witness. We have under no circumstances opposed either him or others. We observed under all conditions the precepts of God, and were never one of those that wrought disorders. To this he himself doth testify. His intention was to lay hold on us and send us back to Persia, that he might thereby exalt his fame and reputation. Thou hast committed the same crime, and for the self-same purpose. Ye both are of equal grade in the sight of God, the sovereign Lord of all, the all-knowing. It is not our purpose in addressing to thee these words to lighten the burden of our woe, or to induce thee to intercede for us with anyone. No, by him who is the Lord of all worlds, we have set forth the whole matter before thee, that perchance thou might realize what thou hast done, might desist from inflicting on others the hurt thou hast inflicted on us, and might be of them that have truly repented to God, who created thee and created all things, and might act with discernment in the future. Better is this for thee than all thou dost possess, than thy ministry, whose days are numbered. Beware lest thou be led to connive at injustice. Set thy heart firmly upon justice, and alter not the cause of God, and be of them whose eyes are directed towards the things that have been revealed in his book. Follow not, under any condition, the promptings of thine evil desires. Keep thou the law of God, thy Lord, the Beneficent, the Ancient of Days. Thou shalt most certainly return to dust, and shalt perish like all the things in which thou takest delight. This is what the tongue of truth and glory hath spoken. Rememberest thou not God's warning uttered in times past, that thou mayst be of them that heed his warning? He said, and he verily speaketh the truth, from it, earth, have we created you, and unto it will we return you, and out of it will we bring you forth a second time. This is what God ordained unto all them that dwell on earth, be they high or low. It behooveth not therefore him who was created from dust, who will return unto it, and will again be brought forth out of it, to swell with pride before God, and before his loved ones, to proudly scorn them and be filled with disdainful arrogance. Nay, rather, it behooveth thee and those like thee to submit yourselves to them who are the manifestations of the unity of God, and to defer humbly to the faithful who have forsaken their all for the sake of God, and have detached themselves from the things which engross men's attention and lead them astray from the path of God, the all-glorious, the all-praised. Thus do we send down upon you that which shall profit you, and profit them that have placed their whole trust and confidence in their Lord.